All right, Bill Barty, just west of here a little bit is a wonderful little town called Shelby, and it's got some interesting things to do in it.
Man, doesn't it have interesting things to do? We're going to learn a little bit about the history and the identity of that community over in Shelby and Cleveland County. Of course, it's got a rich agricultural, a rich textile, and a rich music identity and history, and with a whole group of folks that help celebrate the past with an eye on the future, one of which is about to join us right now. She's the brand new executive director of the Earl Scruggs Center in Shelby, Mary Beth Martin. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Mary Beth, what have you learned in your new job about Earl Scruggs' music, its impact, and the center's impact on music in the community over there in Shelby?
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, kind of involved on the edges with the Earl Scruggs Center since it opened back in 2014 as a volunteer, and it has made an incredible impact on the community. I think this place is just such an interesting little cultural musical hub for Cleveland County, and you know, I was already a fan of Earl Scruggs and his music and his career, you know, before I started working here, but I have learned a lot more since then about his innovation and his willingness to learn new things, to change, you know, to always look for that next thing in music. I mean, he truly was an artist in that sense. You never knew what you were going to get from Earl Scruggs, and that's so interesting. You know, just not the traditional bluegrass.
Well, now,
always willing to experiment.
On behalf of a few of our listeners, who's Earl Scruggs?
Who's Earl Scruggs? A legendary banjo master. Earl Scruggs grew up here in Cleveland County, made his way in bluegrass music to Nashville and played first with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and then joined up with Lester Flatt, and they became, you know, one of the most successful bluegrass groups of all time. And he's famous for pioneering the three-finger style of banjo picking, now known as the Scruggs style, and it really changed bluegrass music. They say that bluegrass was born when Earl Scruggs took the stage with Bill Monroe.
Wow. So, and you've had a history as a volunteer over there with the mm-hmm. Scruggs Center, so you were no stranger. But as a gal growing up in Lancaster County, you went to NC
yeah.
State, all of that sort of thing. What was the type of music that you liked to listen to? Was it all bluegrass all the time, or what was your introduction to being a fan of the Scruggs Center in Shelby?
Well, so growing up, I listened to all sorts of things. My mother is a Southern gospel singer, so that was part of my childhood, that Southern gospel background.
I think Earl Scruggs had some of that, too, in his background,
absolutely.
So there's something in common.
There's a lot of gospel and bluegrass music and a lot of similarities, too, with harmonies and things like that. But growing up, my favorite band of all time, the Beatles. So I'm a big Beatles fan, but, you know, going off to college, I started, you know, listening to a lot of other things. When I moved here, I became a huge fan of Acoustic Syndicate. They're a local band, but they're well-known all over the region. I listen to a little bit of everything. You just never know. You know, sometimes I might listen to the Grateful Dead or some reggae or, you know, the Avett Brothers. I've been listening to a lot of them lately. And then, you know, on down to bluegrass, Doc Watson and Earl Scruggs. So I like a little bit of everything.
You know, I'm just sitting here trying to imagine Earl Scruggs jamming a little bit with the Beatles. That might actually work.
Awesome. Oh, it would, and I know he would have loved that. I'll tell you what, you know, he performed some with Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, and I think, you know, he could probably, you know, jam with anyone.
Well, and Earl Scruggs, of course, being the legendary musician that he was, and the Earl Scruggs Center there in Shelby celebrates that. But you mentioned more recent current bands in this area and then around, too. Tell us about music in Cleveland County and in Shelby, and where the Earl Scruggs Center kind of falls into that promotion of current music and musicians.
Sure. So Cleveland County, I have learned from my 10 years living here, is a really musical place. There are so many talented people in and from this area. You just never know, you know, when you're going to you know, walk around a corner and find some incredible musician, you know, on the street corner or playing in their garage or, what have you. We have some good bands from this area. I mentioned Acoustic Syndicate, and there are other really talented musicians from this area. Scott Moss is one of them who's playing locally now. There's another local band, Dirty Grass Soul, and those are the current folks. But there's just a long, long history of just great music in this area. And so what we try to do here at the Scruggs Center is educate people about the musical history of this area, particularly about Earl Scruggs, but what's come since then, and then provide programs for people in this region, for our members, for our local community, just to educate them about various topics when it comes to music. It might be blues. It might be bluegrass. You know, you never know what kind of band we might have here on the schedule. Like right now I'm looking at trying to get a band in here that has a bluegrass/Latino twist, and I think that would be an interesting thing that folks in this area should be exposed to.
Well, it's always something new, and we know that you you partner with the Don Gibson Theater right there in Shelby as part of the Destination Cleveland County project. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Our guest, Mary Beth Martin, Executive Director of the Earl Scruggs Center. Just a reminder that the Carolina Outdoors is available wherever podcasts are heard. You can plug in that way or go over to jessebrowns.com and list on podcast as well as early on a Saturday morning via WBT radio.
Now, is the Earl Scruggs Center, is that a place that we would have as a destination visit? Is it like a museum? Is it more of a music venue? What is it actually when we get there?
She's not going to answer that question, Don.
I guess not.
Mary Beth Martin is our guest. She may have hung up because of that. I'm not sure. TJ's pushing some buttons over there, and we'll find out.
Flash flood warnings on all of our cell phones here.
You are, Mary Beth. We are taping the Carolina Outdoors during the Hurricane Michael's ascension through the Carolinas. So she got a warning on her phone not to go fly fishing today, right now. So anyway... Back to Don's question.
We have permanent exhibits about the life and career and legacy of Earl Scruggs, and also mixed in, you know, history about our region, about some of the ways our region, especially Cleveland County community, has changed through the years and the innovation, you know, with Earl Scruggs, you know, his musical innovations, and then some of the innovations that's happened in this community, you know, in recent decades. And so that's the downstairs. We also have special exhibits upstairs that change, that rotate. Right now, we have an exhibit about baseball in the community. You know, Cleveland County, we host the American Legion World Series. So baseball is important to this community. So that's why we're hosting that exhibit now. And then also we have event space. We can rent space for events, but we also have concerts. You know, you just never know what you're going to find here. Yesterday we had bluegrass celebrity Darren Aldridge doing an educational program with middle school orchestra students. So, you know, we have a little something for everyone here.
And, of course, the other thing, too, is this is a Shelby, North Carolina center, the Earl Scruggs Center. But also, and I'll get you to speak to this, because you are from Lancaster, South Carolina as well, and that sort of thing. But tell us, people who do come in who are not from Shelby or who may not even be from the Charlotte area who are coming over to the Earl Scruggs Center to enjoy learning about kind of the history of bluegrass, history of Cleveland County and beyond.
Yeah, so, you know, we have technology here that I think is unusual in a small town museum. We have this great interactive table here where you can explore, it's called the Common Threads table, where you can explore culture, you can explore music, you can explore history. And we have a lot of folks who come and spend hours on that interactive table. And here at the Scruggs Center, we can set up experiences for you. You know, if you come with a group, for example, you could come spend the whole day here, spend time in the museum, take in a concert, and then, you know, we set up things like, you know, barbecue lunch. You know, we're famous for our barbecue here in Cleveland County with the Two Bridges Barbecues and others. you know, or a liver mush tasting. That's another thing we're famous for here in Cleveland County. And we also have a great brewery down the road with Newgrass Brewing and a couple vineyards, you know, for wine tastings and things like that. There's just a lot to do here, and we try to bring a little bit of it all here to the Scruggs Center from time to time.
All right, so we're in mid-October now. What is upcoming event-wise or exhibit-wise, besides baseball and besides Earl Scruggs, what are some other things that we can come on over and enjoy at the Earl Scruggs Center?
Well, this weekend is one of our biggest events of the year. We have our Rhythm and Roots Run on Saturday, October 13th. And I call it the most unique musical 5K, 10K race in the region. We have a certified course here in Shelby, and we have bluegrass music at several different stops throughout the race course. So if you're running your 5K and 10K, you're going to pass bluegrass bands the entire way.
And then you get to eat a bunch of liver mush and barbecue.
Then after that, you can go get a liver mush sandwich if you want to, or you can go get a barbecue plate at one of the Bridges barbecues.
All right, Bill Barty, liver mush, yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay.
I'm all in on some liver mush. But
oh,
no,
TJ's not.
No, public service announcement. You know what? Eat the liver mush after the run. Do not eat all this stuff before the run.
That's exactly right. Maybe have some water before the run and then your liver mush sandwich after.
There you go. So that is this weekend, the 9th annual Rhythm and Roots Run there in Shelby. That'll be a big fun time. We can come over there and register for that race. Anything else that we need to note before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. On October 27th, we have Appalachian music performer and educator Laura Boosinger coming to the center to host a workshop on shape note singing, which is an early American congregational style singing. We usually have a great turnout for that, and we look for that to be a really good event. So people can visit our website, earlscruggscenter.org, to register for that event.
Mary Beth Martin, Executive Director of the Earl Scruggs Center, thank you for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
You are so welcome. Glad to be here.
We encourage everybody to go over to the earlscruggscenter.org to check it all out, but then make plans to head over to Shelby, North Carolina, because it's a true treat. Whether you're an Earl Scruggs fan or not, I think you will be after a visit over that way. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to help celebrate the 151st North Carolina State Fair right here on the Carolina Outdoors.